Santa, Santa Hidalgo, Hidalgo, 42062. Today is 8/19. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman with history of hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia. 2 years ago, saw a cardiologist because she was having some chest discomfort. She did pass everything, did not do a cardiac catheterization. She has a strong family history of hypertension as well as coronary artery disease, period. Her A1C was a little bit elevated. Dr. Creed, K-R-E-I-T, told her to watch it, her appetite and her diet and to recheck it again in 2 months, period. In the paragraph, she woke up this morning at 2 in the morning where she felt like she was short of breath. She felt like there was a pillow on her face. She was up for a while, then she went back to sleep. Then later on today when she was going to take a shower, she became very short of breath and subsequently came to the office for a recheck. Blood pressure was stable at 145 over 76. EKG shows what looks like left anterior fascicular block, and compared to previous EKG, there's visible change. Nevertheless, given patient's findings, she deserves CPK, troponin, and a trip to the emergency room, period. In the paragraph, she does have a good LV function on the echocardiogram that was done today. Family history is strongly positive for coronary artery disease. COVID immunization up to date. Social, she has 4 children, 4 grandkids, divorced for 9 years. She's a cook. She just retired, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Surgery, thyroid surgery, right hand surgery, spine surgery, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. COVID immunization, upset allergy, none. Medication, metformin, 500 BID, clonidine, 0.1 BID. Protonics 40 milligram once a day, Crestor 40 milligram once a day. Losartan 112.5 once a day. Man, what does this say? What does this say?
I don't know. Chrissy, what does this say? Where?
I think she got lost, ma'am. You better go get her.
The painful pills. I don't know. That's
what
she had it written down.
Oh, some kind of other medication for sugar, which we don't know exactly what it is. Exam, 158 pounds, 100%, 98.4, 1889, 145 over 76. Heart positive, 1 positive is 2. Lungs few. Clear abdomen, soft neutral, JVD skin shows, no rash around the coast with allergological non-focal. Number 1, diabetes, A1C elevated. Number 2, due for another A1C. Number 3, shortness of breath. Number 4, orthopnea. Next one is PND. Next one is all these symptoms are new. Next one is EKG, shows left fascicular block. Next one is minimal change from before. Next one is had cardiac workup 2 years ago. Next number, given today's symptoms, she'll be sent to the emergency room for CPK troponin. The CPK and troponin. Next number's flu test is negative. Next number, COVID is negative. The next number, continue with previous medication. Next one's blood work will be done in the emergency room. Next one's hyperlipidemia. Next one's history of thyroid nodule. Next one's removal of thyroid on the left side. Next one's there's still a thyroid nodule present on the right side, 0.7. Next number findings were discussed with the patient at length before leaving. Next time she understands where to go to get the blood work and the repeat EKG, CPK, and troponin. She knows where to go.
Do you know what emergency room to go? It's the one in the Texas Emergency Hospital.
The old Conroe Hospital. I mean Cleveland Hospital. All right. And tell, take the paperwork to them.
Uh-huh.
Next number, you're welcome. Next number we'll reevaluate when patient is released. Thank you.